Boy, it feels so good just to cut loose and pray in the Holy Spirit together. It's amazing to hear that convergence of cacophony, a symphony of prayer languages coming together. And I want to do more of that tonight, and I want to do more of that this year. We are on a little bit of a time constraint here. I just want to frame out what the Lord has been speaking to us, and we have some folks that are going to be sharing. So I just want to thank every one of you for taking your time out of your busy week to join us tonight. So many folks on the phone, and I'm glad we're taking this journey together. So as Bill Brubaker articulated, Happy New Year, everybody. I think it's one of the most significant transitions that we have been in recent history, this transition into 2019, and it was really unexpected. You know, we were commanded by the Lord before before our revolution gathering. I think it was a couple weeks beforehand, the Holy Spirit spoke about a river of fire prayer watch, that just like Daniel prophesied and prayed and kept watch. And as he kept watch through easy times and hard times, he and persevered even through, you know, sickness and all the challenges that he had of his daily administrative duties serving the king of the successive kings of the Middle East. He kept watch, and you can see it again and again in Daniel chapter 7. I kept watch. I kept watching, and I saw. I kept watching, and I saw. And the Lord emphasized that to us, that we needed to even go beyond, you know, the 21 days leading up to revolution. We needed to just pray all the way through into the new year. That there was a month that the Lord wanted us to just devote ourselves to keeping watch. And I'm grateful for each one of you who have been keeping watch, even through the holiday season. It was a very, very intense season. Last week at this time, we just shared our hearts and prayed together regarding President Trump's decision to withdraw the troops from Syria. And the Holy Spirit had given me a prophetic word that when provoked, President Trump will do the right thing. And I'm so grateful for the intervention of your intercession, because a week later, we can now report that President Trump, after meeting this past weekend with Lindsey Graham, decided to slow down the process of withdrawing the troops from Syria. And that is such a big deal. We know that as we enter into 2019, we've already entered into the Hebrew year 5779, and the Lord has been speaking to us for a number of months about this new season. We knew that this season God was going to give some kind of even midterm visitation to President Trump. Saw that based on Zechariah 3. I was reading through Zechariah 3, and I realized that Zechariah saw Joshua the high priest already in his office when the Lord visited him and redeemed him and brought restoration to him and then set him back in place. So it was a midterm visitation for Joshua the high priest that set him on the right course. And the accuser of the brethren was restrained. And we've been praying for this midterm visitation. And I can say with full assurance, as of Revolution 2018, I believe that season of visitation has begun. We've been speaking about a season of visitation that the Lord has brought us into. And I'm just kind of sharing some of these prophetic words and prophetic expressions, because it's like the Lord's been painting an out-of-focus picture over the past month and a half, and all of a sudden clarity came. That out-of-focus picture over this New Year's weekend came into focus with such clarity, it just took all our breath away. And so we are shifting the River of Fire Prayer Project again. We are shifting it, though, just with a focus, a renewed focus, actually, coming from the inspiration of the book of Daniel, building on the revelation that the Lord has given, even the revelation of Daniel 7:22, judgment in favor of the saints, restraining the enemy, releasing the saints to possess the kingdom. This past week has been a time of extraordinary revelation, and we felt like we needed to start beginning tomorrow a 21-day season of fasting and prayer. It's up to you how to define the season of fasting and prayer. What we are asking each one of you to do is to devote yourself to the Lord, to seeking His face, to spending time with Him in His Word. Get your journal, write down everything that He shows you, whether revelation from the Word or whether it's an inspired thought or whether it's a vision or a dream. It's very important for you to write down and so you can remember what the Lord has been showing you. We have entered into a sovereign time where the Lord is beginning to visit His people. We, of course, as the Lamplighter family, we've been praying for God to open up the council chambers of heaven and grant us access so that we can have counsel from heaven's council. And we prayed that especially regarding revolution. We felt like beginning over the season of Hanukkah, the Lord was going to open up the council chambers of heaven and pour into Washington, D.C., whosoever would receive counsel from heaven's council. It was amazing how we were anticipating being at the Museum of the Bible. And it was we had everything planned. All the advertisements were out. And then all of a sudden we got catapulted from the Museum of the Bible to the Trump International Hotel to actually have our conference and to pray into the thrones of governance from the White House to the Capitol from that very, very strategic, very wonderful five-star hotel. And we had just an amazing, amazing conference. Jamie Jackson brought his worship team up. Daniil Sharp led worship. We're going to hear from Jamie later on tonight. And, of course, Faisal Malik shared one of the most important messages, I think, of my recent memory on taking your seat of authority and how the mantle is connected with the seat of authority that the Lord has called you to, and how He's calling us all to be seated in a whole new way in this season. Chuck Pierce opened us up with warnings about, about border wars. If you've watched the conference, the message on the border wars is absolutely incredible. In it, he's giving a warning that this is going to define much of 2019. It's going to be a season of conflict, even between states. Border wars between states. And Chuck also warned about confederations of demons, that the demonic forces even of nations, principalities of nations, were going to come together and form demonic confederations. So he prophesied this, and the next day, Rick and Patricia Ridings get up and introduce Andrew Brunson, and between Rick and Patricia and Andrew Brunson, they share about the demonic confederation that has already emerged between Russia, Turkey, and Iran as they take counsel over Syria and to establish the course of Syria and the course of the nation, especially the Mideast. But Erdogan, the leader of Turkey, has in his heart to establish a global caliphate. Like his forefathers had a global caliphate run out of Turkey, he wants a global caliphate that joins together Shia and Sunni Islam. And they're working very diligently towards that. So we received very strategic revelation from the revolution gathering. And I just want to say that if you have not yet gotten to the archives and reviewed the sessions, you would really, really be missing a dimension of grace the Lord wants to give you if you do not give yourself to those messages. So I'm going to suggest, as we start this New Way Forward project, that you give yourself time, give a window. Don't watch NCIS. Don't go out to the movies. Take time and watch and listen to the messages from Revolution 2018. They're literally, you will find counsel from heaven's counsel for you personally and also for what is ahead. And I feel like the Lord has extended the time period where we have open access to heaven's counsel. And that was really confirmed this weekend as we sought the Lord for revelation. So without further ado, I'm going to turn this over to Jolene. Jolene, why don't you just share the story of how the Lord encountered you at in St. Simon's Island, Georgia?
Sure. Basically, I had read the prophetic experience by Maurice Glahr, and I had read it through quickly once, but the person who had sent it to me was only able to give half of, somehow when she sent it to me, she only gave half of the vision, and I had to go searching for the other half of the vision, so I continued to pray into that in the middle of the night. I think it was last Thursday, and I was very much impacted by that vision because I recognized that we are basically living on borrowed time right now. And that's exactly what the Lord spoke to me, that we are living on borrowed time. And I woke up the next morning, and all I can say was there was an anointing in the room for me to be able to understand things that I had read for years, and Daniel and Revelation are two of the things I hold very lightly. I, you know, just coming from my heart here, I listen to what other teachers teach and preach on it, but I think that anytime we hold a very definite stand on how the end times are going to look, or, you know, hold really tightly to that, that I hold all those teachings loosely and recognize that we are just mere humans trying to understand what the Bible is saying. So I've read Daniel many, many times, and I've prayed through Daniel, but I felt like there was a special anointing that day, and I knew I was having an angelic experience where the angels were just opening up a realm. Well, the first thing the Lord led me to was Daniel 9:3, which basically says, "Then I set my face towards the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes." And I recognized that the Lord was going to take us into a very profound time of fasting and prayer. And basically, for many years, I had studied Daniel and had recognized that Daniel was a person of an excellent spirit, but he was also an incredible intercessor. So many of the things Daniel is praying and asking the Lord to hear and forgive, he wasn't even part of. he prayed on behalf of the people. Many of the sins and the supplications that he brought up and over, he wasn't even guilty of, but he recognized an art of intercession and an art of bringing the iniquity and what the people were doing and their rebellion against God. He had such a heartfelt heart for the people. So I knew that when God was saying in 9:3 that my prayers and my supplication had gone up before me, I knew there was an extended time of fasting that the Lord was going to call us to. And then the Lord drew me to 9:22. And basically, what that scripture says is, and he informed me, he being Gabriel, and talked with me and said, "Oh, Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand." And as I read that, I began to understand that a period of time, just like Maurice Sklar said in his vision, we are being given borrowed time, but that the Lord was also giving an anointing. And that anointing was falling even in the room as I was reading to give me a skill to understand things that I had not understood before, things that that basically are about end time. And Maurice Sklar's whole vision is about how the 7 years of tribulation is being held off, and we're in a second extension of time, and basically that living in this borrowed time and season, we need to begin to understand things that we haven't previously understood, or things that we look to other people to teach us. The Lord's going to open up a realm to give us an ability and a skill to understand things we didn't understand before. So I began
Baby, I'm
going to
jump in here for just a second. I'm going to jump in for just a second just to say that to set the stage, the Lord kind of gave a hint. And, you know, we were really wrapped up in family things, just like all of you were. We really enjoyed the holidays with family in Florida and came to Georgia to get kind of refreshed and refocused to launch into this time period in Washington, D.C. We came to minister and really to pray with Jamie and Radonna Jackson. And they had arranged for us to be in a home that was actually for sale. One of the congregation members moved to Florida, and the house is now up for sale. And so they rented this townhome for us. And we didn't really catch it the first time Jamie said it, but the second time we really did. We were in the house owned by a gentleman named Gabriel Speaks. Gabriel Speaks. And obviously the angel Gabriel was the main guy, the main angelic host who came to both John the Baptist's parents and also to Miriam, announcing the birth of Christ. But in the Old Testament, the experiences of Gabriel in the Old Testament are primarily recorded in the book of Daniel. Daniel 9 and Daniel 10, very strongly, the angel Gabriel was sent and released to Daniel's prayers. So here's this focus of watching like Daniel watched, and then all of a sudden we end up in the home of Gabriel Speaks. You can't make this stuff up. And it was in that home of Gabriel Speaks that the Lord began to give Jolene some very clear revelation. So just setting the stage there, sweetheart, take it away.
Okay. So basically, the Lord began to open up the scriptures to me in a very profound way. And there were certain ones that he began to highlight. And if any of you had been at Revolution, I had shared some experiences where I had some visitations in the night where I would actually have dreams that people would come and lay hands on me and begin to strengthen me and begin to supernaturally impart a strengthening, because I was very tired. I was very worn out. I felt like we had like given our all, and we still had this huge conference ahead of us. And I had 3 days of dreams and prophetic experiences where people would just come, and I was literally slain in the spirit in my dreams, doing like crunches in the spirit, like that happen when the Holy Spirit comes on me. But I was sound asleep, and I would remember those dreams in the morning. Well, that's part of what Daniel is talking about in this season, that he there's many parts in this that talk about how Daniel is worn out, how that many things that he is seeing that are going on around him and the sin of the people that are going on around him is just basically depleting his energy and depleting his ability. And he decided that he was going to set his face on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I felt like that's what the Lord was saying in this fast that we're about to do. It's not whether, you know, we all want to call a Daniel fast. And, you know, many people are fasting right now, and a lot of ministries fast in the beginning of the year. But even in Daniel, it's a very specific time frame. He started the fast on the third day of the first year, and he broke through the principality of the prince of Persia on the 24th day. So I felt like the Lord was being very specific, the third through the 24th. And that doesn't mean we end the fast on the 24th. We have to be, you know, sometimes we get rigid in what we think. And I also felt like the Lord was saying that I don't care so much about what you fast or if you eat vegetables or if you eat meat or, you know, I don't care. I care about you coming and setting your face towards me with a spirit of excellence that wants to hear what it is I want to impart to you in this season. And that's basically what the word says. He set his face to hear what the Lord had to say with prayer and supplication. And I believe we're in a period of time, and the Lord had me run out and buy a journal. He said, you know, here it is, 9:30 at night, one night, and I clearly heard the Lord, I want you to get in the car and go buy a journal. Because one of the first things that the Lord showed me was that there are things that he's going to give us during this season and during this time that are going to be profound things, because it's a season to begin to understand and have a skill to understand end time and the season we're living in right now. So he took me back to Daniel 6. And basically the whole part of Daniel 6 is about the plot against Daniel, where people came and accused Daniel to the king. And what happened in, we all know that Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, but the Lord began to show me that because Daniel had a different and excellent spirit on him, they had to trap Daniel, and they knew they had to trap him. They knew that they couldn't just make accusations against him, because he was excellent in all the things he did, and he set his face in an excellent way, that they had to trap Daniel to do things. And Daniel, basically, what happens is a decree was sent out that everyone must now bow to the king. And Daniel refused to do that. And the scripture says, I can't find it. Well, anyhow, basically the scripture talks about, and I can't find the exact scripture right now, but it talked about how Daniel threw open the windows and he set his face towards Jerusalem. And he began to get on his knees and he prayed 3 times a day, as was customary for him to do. And what the Lord began to speak to me in that was that Daniel had a custom. He typically every day prayed 3 times a day. But when the king had declared that and had written a decree and said that he couldn't pray like that, instead of going to his closet and praying in private, the Lord told me that right now is a season that many laws and many things are changing on the earth right now, and that we can no longer do things hidden the way we used to do them, but we have to be like Daniel. He threw open the windows and he prayed out the window at that time, and he did the things that were customary for him to do. The Lord began to speak to me that there's many things that we have done in past seasons of our life there, and then we, you know, in my own life, when I was single, I would sit with the Lord for hours and hours and hours with my Bible in my hand and with my journal in my hand, and the Lord would open up the word to me and he would speak with me and he would do all kinds of dreams in the night, and I would record every one of them because I would just sit before the Lord. And the Lord was showing me that season, you know, life changed. I then had children. I then am married. I have a husband to take care of, and then the ministry blossoms and things changed. And it wasn't like I did anything wrong. It's just like the season changed. But there are some customary things that we used to do in life. There's some customary ways that we used to be with the Lord, that the Lord wants us to go back to. And those are some foundational things he's going to do in this season. So when he told me to go get a journal, I have bookcases full of journals of things that I used to read in the Word, and I used to write out, and I used to write down. But the Lord's giving a special anointing, I believe, in this season where he's going to open up heaven. He's going to begin to give us dreams. He's going to begin to give us visions. He's going to begin to give us revelations, and he wants us to journal them because he is giving us some plans and some schemes for this very season. So you go through all of Daniel and you learn the things that Daniel did with an excellent spirit, and then you get to clear to, and I could talk forever about what's in just those couple of chapters, but then you get to chapter 10 and it basically says,
baby, before you go to chapter 10, I think it's really important for this conversation, especially when Daniel, the Lord showed this to you, that when Daniel was faithful to pray and he opened up the window towards Jerusalem and he prayed for the restoration of his people to be released from Babylon back into the covenant city of the covenant land. And he was thrown in the lion's den for it. The angel of the Lord came and preserved him from the lions. But the Lord showed you something about Daniel's accusers and what happened to Daniel's accusers.
Yeah, basically, after he was thrown in the lion's den, and their angels came and they held the lion's mouth shut, the next scripture says that the command went out from the king where the accusers were thrown in the same lion's den. And the Lord spoke to me that there has been lots of accusation go out. There's been lots of accusation against our president. There's been accusation after accusation that have gone out towards ministries and other things and accusation that have gone out towards people. The Lord says he is about to change the season and flip the tables, and those who have falsely accused will be the ones thrown in the lion's den at this time. And the truth was, the angels didn't help them, but they were devoured by the lions. And it was their, it was them, it was their children, it was their wives. And the Lord said, I need you to, because there are some that the Lord wants to turn from their accusation, but there are some that the cup is full and they have accused enough and they have been used by the enemy enough. And they, the Bible, even in these sections, is very clear about those who are for the covenant and those who are wicked against the covenant. That has gone over and over and over in these scriptures. It talks about those who are fighting for the covenant, and those who he calls wicked are those who are against the covenant. And I believe the time is switching where those who are have wickedly decided to be against the covenant of God are going to be the ones that are going to, the very accusers are the ones that are going to be accused and thrown in the lion's den.
I mean, and that's a really, really powerful statement. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Peter,
we need to pray mercy for them. We need to pray for the mercy of the Lord, because there are some that will turn and they'll turn from their accusations, but there are some that their whole scheme and what they've desired to do, the Lord is not going to save them from it, because the cup is full in their iniquity. And that is a very sad place to be in, where your judgment and the cup of your judgment is full. And the Lord has great mercy, and he wants to turn them.
And we've seen this already, how the Lord used, in a way, used Donald Trump. He was kind of the magnet for all kinds of accusation regarding, you know, some of the sexual immorality experiences of his former life. And the very people that were accusing him were themselves guilty. And we saw these people in the highest levels of government, in the highest levels of the media, in the broadcast media, news media, but also in Hollywood, all of a sudden they began to be exposed, and how they used their positions of power to exploit women and sometimes exploit men. It all came out and it was exposed. And the Lord is saying, you know, hey, you guys didn't really learn from this. You're continuing your process of accusing the one that I have set in office, and I'm refining him, but I'm about to bring that redemptive exposure to many of the very people who are most fiercely accusing President Trump and the Trump administration. I mean, the scripture is very clear. Judge not, lest you be judged. In the same manner you judge others, you yourself will be judged. And as God's hand is on President Trump for this, we are going to see the exposure come out in this season. We're going to see the redemptive exposure in this season. One of the things we want to encourage you to do, for those who are not doing a complete fast, we want to encourage you to receive communion every day, and let's continue to just put a piece of that communion bread in the hand of Jesus and ask him to expose the betrayers of his covenant. Let's continue that in this season, especially over these next 21 days. Communion, of course, first focused on loving Jesus, but a secondary expression is going to be, we're going to see the Lord bring his redemptive exposure on some things. And so I wanted to really emphasize that as part of this, and I want to emphasize that just as Daniel received end-time revelation, literally that's prophesying into our day today, so we are kind of, the Lord's breathing on that very revelation to bring it alive to us and awaken us to the hour that we're in. It's pretty extraordinary, and that really frames Daniel chapter 10. So, Julian, this is just this is the thing that blew me away the most. It is absolutely extraordinary how Daniel 10 actually prophesies into our moment of history. So, Jolene, share what the Lord has shown you.
Well, before I get to Daniel 10, I want to highlight the other thing the Lord highlighted to me in Daniel 9:25. He's talking about knowing and understanding a certain vision, which was a prophecy that was given about the 70 weeks. But the Lord highlighted to me, and that's how I began to recognize that it was the season we were in. At the end of that scripture, it says, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, but it shall be done in troublesome times. And the Lord highlighted that to me, that the wall is going to be built in troublesome times. And I began to recognize that the Lord was speaking about this season we're living in. And then when I jumped to 10, there was it's called the Vision of the Glorious Man. And it says, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel. So we are absolutely in the beginning, the third year, January 21st, we will begin the third year of the presidency that everyone knows, that people have prophesied that Trump is Osiris for this hour. And Daniel 10 goes straight into, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to me. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now, on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river Tigris, I looked up and I saw a man. And I felt like the Lord is saying, here we are in the beginning of the third year of Cyrus, and how prophetic this is all being for our day and our time. Now, all that did get fulfilled in the past, but if the Lord highlights something and highlights that the scriptures are important in today's day, I think it's important for us to pay attention to those. Okay.
Yes, sweetheart, I agree. And this whole thing about that we were praying into last week regarding Syria and modern Iran is ancient Persia. And the Kurds were really part of Medio-Persia. So Daniel actually lived in that area and mentored the original people who have now become the Kurds, if that makes sense. The Kurds are the descendants of the people that Daniel mentored in Babylon. In fact, the Magi that we celebrate every Christmas, the Magi who came bearing gifts from the East, the Magi were actually priests from what is now the Kurdish region of Iraq and Syria. It is absolutely extraordinary to see how, once again, what was prophesied in the ancient times and the emphasized experiences of the ancient times are coming full circle in this very moment. As we are praying over Syria, we know that we have to see Iran restrained and the Prince of Persia behind Iran restrained. So here in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, Cyrus was from the region of the Kurds. The Kurds consider Cyrus to be, they are descendants of Cyrus. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel. And I really believe that we're going to see in this season messages from the Holy Spirit, from empowered by the Word of God. I mean, we read the Word, and just like Jolene, she received in a matter of moments what more than we normally receive in, a month's worth of study. Boom, it was all right there. I believe you're going to see that as well. God's going to just quicken revelation to you. He's going to speak to you in the night seasons, in the night watches. He's going to speak to you over lunch, like he spoke to Maurice Scalar. All of a sudden, he's having lunch in the heavens open, and he sees Heaven's Court, and he sees God rendering judgment in favor of the saints, restraining the enemy from taking over the earth for an appointed seven-year period, because the awakening that God had promised has not yet come. And God wanted to give the body of Christ more time to complete the mission and see the harvest redeemed. An amazing, amazing experience. But my point is, these experiences are happening in this season, and there's no reason they can't happen to you. How clear is it when Osiris of our time, President Trump, is honored in Israel as Osiris because he honored Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and they saw him. Major Jewish leaders saw him as Osiris doing something similar to Cyrus. They even minted a coin with Cyrus on one side and Donald Trump on the other side to commemorate this historic landmark decision in the face of the nations of the earth, declaring Jerusalem to be the eternal capital of Israel. So it's really remarkable. And the Lord is saying that, yeah, Daniel received the breakthrough in the third year at his time. We are going to receive a breakthrough, even seeing the Prince of Persia restrained. And revelation that Daniel touched, we're going to touch that same expression of revelation from the throne of God. Gabriel is speaking again, sent by the Lord Jesus Christ from the throne to bring clear revelation about this new season. And I believe that's why we're being summoned into this time of consecration, this new way forward fast. We've been prophesying about a new way forward. This is a season where we get to lay the tracks of this new way forward. And I want to say one more thing in this regard. The Lord is emphasizing 19 for 2019. Now I'm looking at Revelation 19, 11. We'll get into that in a minute. And the Lord's emphasizing Isaiah 19. Isaiah 19 talks about the Isaiah 19 highway, as it's referred to, is the move of the Holy Spirit, the freedom movement in the Mideast that breaks forth life to Egypt, south of Israel, and Syria, north of Israel. He says that I'm going to call Egypt my people. And he's going to topple the Pharaoh structure that's held them in captivity, and he's going to bring his people up out of subjugation and into freedom. Egypt's going to be known as my people, and they're going to worship the Lord. He says, Israel's going to be known as my inheritance. And then you go north to Syria. He says, Syria, you are going to be known as my handiwork, the work of my hand. And so the Isaiah 19 highway, very much what was on Daniel's heart as he was praying, at least, you know, in Syria and Babylon and how this all played in. I believe that as we pray in this season, we're going to see the Lord unlock strategies and anointings to bring this freedom movement from Jerusalem to Syria and to Egypt. We're going to see this freedom movement go concurrently in America and in the Mideast. The lampstand of the Lord has been restored from Rome to Jerusalem. And God is going to light up the ancient lampstand of Syria. It was amazing to hear Lori Purrs last week share about how Syria is the home of the Apostle Paul, and it's got an apostolic call. It nurtures and births and brings forth the apostolic, and how important Syria is for this day. So I just want to set your vision for the harvest fields of America, the harvest fields of the Mideast, and we need to continue contending for Israel, obviously, but also for Egypt and for Jordan and for Lebanon and for Syria as they confront the Prince of Persia and this unusual alignment between Russia, Turkey, and Iran. Can you see how we've come full circle and how Daniel in his day during the third year of the reign of Cyrus has been prophesying into our day as we begin the third year of reigning of a Cyrus for our time, Donald Trump. And I'm not saying that Cyrus is upheld as a great, great king because he restored Jerusalem and he restored Israel, but he was still an idolatrous king. He had a lot of challenges. So I'm not necessarily putting President Trump on a pedestal in that way. We do honor the amazing things that the Lord's brought forth for him, and I believe that 2019 is going to be a pivotal turnaround year. We're going to be praying like never before for President Trump in this season. Just as Jolene said, it's not going to be without conflict. There is going to be conflict nationally and internationally. And we've just got to settle that in our spirit that we're going to go forth as a united company taking this journey through 2019 together. So just be aware that you are in the kingdom for such a time as this, and it's time for you to receive some extraordinary revelation. So, Jamie Jackson, are you on the line with us? Can you unmute?
I am on the line, yes.
All right, Jamie. It's good to have Jamie Jackson with us. And I asked Jamie to jump in and share briefly because he has a very profound word for 2019 as well. And I just want to frame this very briefly. During Revolution, we were in just an amazing time of worship. We could feel the governmental glory of God just hovering over us, saturating each one of us, just in a very strong place of intimacy with the Lord and worship. And Jamie's wife, Radonna, begins to sing about Jesus coming in on a white horse. And she finally said, "Let's stop the worship. I cannot sing this. I've just got to declare it. Jesus just rode in on his white horse." It's a Revelation 19 experience. Revelation 19:11. "I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it is called Faithful and True. In righteousness he judges and makes war." And she was seeing the Lord entering in into this conference hall at the Trump International Hotel on his white horse, with the procession of heaven's armies following. Very, very significant. And when she saw this, other people began to experience similar revelation. I believe this was on 12/7, which was the day we commissioned the Freedom Movement. It was a 77th anniversary of our entry into World War II and the Freedom Movement that was World War II, the Freedom Movement against global totalitarianism. We're in a similar war at this time. So she begins to see the Lord coming in this glory, in this majesty, into our room there. And then several people had the same basic experience. Our friend Mary Cresswell shared with us about the experience she had. She saw the room filled with white horses, and heaven and earth were literally joined together, just as Revelation 19 shares. But she said that she saw Bob Jones in this procession. Bob Jones, the same man who prophesied this, what we're calling the Freedom Movement, back in 1983. The miracles of Acts joined with the miracles of Exodus in an end-time movement of freedom for the nations of the earth. It's the same Bob Jones who prophesied the glory train and the restoration of God's governmental glory to our nation. And so she saw the procession, and then she saw Bob Jones, and Bob Jones told her to tell me, to give me a word, that this movement that we've been praying into has now started. She literally said, tell Bob Jones, got up, and he said, tell John it has started. And then she said, Bob Jones got up and set the hands of a clock ahead. He set the hands of a clock ahead, and he wound the clock so it would lose no more time. So there was something about redeeming the time that, that she saw in during Revolution. And then you have Maurice Scalar on the 27th of December having an experience where the Lord literally restrains Lucifer himself to redeem the time and open up a window of opportunity for us to enter in the awakening and see the harvest, to see this movement. So with that, Jamie Jackson, share what the Lord had shown you.
Well, John, I'll say also that we can see, I think, with even this revelation that's coming forth from out of Jolene, that we can bear witness to Chuck Pierce's word, even the release of the book of the Year of the Apostolic Woman. So I think we're seeing a lot of that taking place that's coming from our women. And I'm so excited to hear and experience, to be a part of the revelation that's coming out. But as far as, you know, John and Jolene were with us this past Sunday, and then they were with us on New Year's Eve. And John and Jolene usually come with us, come down in our area, usually around this time of the year. And this year, we were not sure if they were coming. And so, you know, as I began to pray into what the Lord was saying, we try to give a key word or a key phrase with what the Lord is doing for the new year. And I just wasn't hearing anything yet. And I was just like, Lord, what are you saying? What are you saying? And then John called me a couple of weeks ago, and he said, Jolene and I are going to come down and be a part of the New Year's with you guys. And as soon as he said that, the Lord quickened in my spirit just one word, and the word was time, T-I-M-E. And I'm like, Lord, time. And I just began to ponder on that word. And then they came, of course, and I was still pondering, even the whole time they were here, God, what are you saying with time? And then the Lord laid on my heart, when I had heard the word, that I was to do a symbolic act and give John a new Apple Watch. And I'm like, okay, God, that's awesome. And so that we were in our New Year's Eve service and we were concluding it. And the Lord simply said to me, and he reminded me of a scripture out of Ecclesiastes, you know, chapter 3, where it says there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. And the Lord just kept emphasizing to me, it is time. There is a time. And he kept pointing to the watch. There is a time. And at that point, I just turned over and I began to speak this word, you know, over John and towards and over Jolene, that God was reminding them, you know, of this seated position, you know, as we refer back to the conference, the seated position and the mantle that God had placed on them. And I just began to think about that we have been seated in, you know, Scripture says we've been seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. But we have to ask the Lord, is it the timing, is it the season for this activation? Is it time? And the Lord specifically said, just with a loud roar in my spirit, to speak to John and Jolene, now is the time. And the time for, you know, things that have been praying for, things they have been laboring for, you know, things they have stood in the gap for our nation on a personal level, and that especially this movement of God that we've been praying into. You know, a lot of people speak to, they call for revivals, and I'm all about revivals. You know, we say the word revival, but we know with revivals they come and they go. But when you think about a movement of God, you think about that word, and you define that word movement, it simply means it is when God comes for a specific person, a purpose, and he doesn't leave until that purpose is fulfilled. And so we're asking for God to release this movement on the earth. And the Lord just kept saying, it is time. Tell John and Jolene, it is time. The time is now. And I even heard the Lord say, as I, you know, gave John this physical watch, he says, with a watch, we also have the opportunity to set alarms. And that God was going to set a spiritual alarm inside of them, and God would allow this alarm to go off, and it was an indicator that it was the time, that when the spiritual alarm sounded, that God says, you pray, and it is time, and the answer will come. And then the Lord had me turn, over, to Jolene, and I began to speak this, and he brought back the word she had just delivered the morning before during our Sunday morning service. And I'm just going to read it for the sake of reading it here out of Daniel chapter 9, chapter 9, verse 22. And it talks about the time also. It says, and he, Gabriel, instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. And another version says skill. And the Lord highlighted again, Daniel, I have now come. I have now come. The time is now for you to receive insight and skill to understand. Now is the time. It's not for next year. It's not, it's not for the year after that. Now is the time. And it goes on to say, as soon as you begin to pray, an answer was given. So it's like the Lord was even saying, we're in a dispensation of time, a season, if you would say, that we began to speak and we began to declare and set decrees, and God reveals it, and God just does what we ask for. It's just a very unique time, I believe, we're in with this. And then the Lord's kind of spoke to me another thing, was not only do we know it's the timing, but we have to, if we're going to do these things, then we have to have ears to hear. And the Lord had me on the way to pick up John's Apple Watch in Jacksonville. As I was standing there, myself and my daughter, the Lord just said, pick up a set of earbuds that represents the ability to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And so, New Year's Eve night, we gave John an Apple Watch representing the time is now. And I presented Jolene with a set of Apple earbuds saying, Jolene, you are in a place of hearing like you have never heard before. And then the Lord even expressed beyond that. He said, not only will you hear in the secret place, but I'm giving you such a supersonic ability to hear that even when you're in a place of noise, that you will still hear what I have to say. And I just thought that was such a great revelation. And then I spoke it, and I recounted that Dr. Henry Malone came and taught some deliverance classes to us a couple years ago, and he was standing there, and he said this to me. He says, there's something about the spiritual realm you need to understand, is that when a prophetic word is spoken into the atmosphere, even if it's directly towards someone, you have the ability to reach in and pull it down for yourself. So I just began to prophetically speak that word over our body that night, that we would understand that the time is now, that we're in a different season where things that we have prayed for and asked for, stood in the gap for, and believed for, now we will see the manifestation of those prayers and that standing. And also that we would hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say. As Daniel heard the voice of Gabriel, if Daniel hadn't heard the voice, he wouldn't have understood and had the skill of understanding and been able to understand the vision. So we're in a different time, and so those are just two of the revelations that God was giving me for this new year, was the time is now, and it's time to have precise, supersonic hearing to hear what the Lord is saying.
Well, Jamie, it was amazing. My jaw dropped to the floor when you presented that watch. That was my secret desire for a gift for the season. I really wanted an Apple Watch, and for you to present that watch to us in the midst of this River of Fire prayer watch in the midnight hour, it was just extraordinary. A midnight watch for a midnight hour.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And just want to say thank you for everything that you did and all your hospitality. We had our dear friend Lynn Alderson with us as well, and it was a governmental gathering, and anytime Lynn comes to a gathering, it becomes governmental. But I felt like there was something from Georgia during our 13 colonies prayer journey. What the heck was that? I'm not sure whether we intruded on their conversation or they intruded on ours, but praise the Lord, bless you. I felt like it was governmental not just for Georgia, but for the nation. And the reason why I felt that, we prophesied back in 2014, I believe, on this initial 13 colonies procession, where we received that Daniel 7:22 mandate. We prophesied that Georgia would be the reconstitution state. And we knew that the Lord was going to do something amazing. We knew the Lord was going to do something amazing with the state of Georgia that was going to get us back on track as a nation.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not sure where this is coming from, but if you are having conversations, please mute your conversations, and we just break the power of anything that is against the heart of God, the Spirit of God, right now in Jesus' name. We knew that Georgia was strategic to the nation's reconstitution, and it's amazing to me that even Lynn Alderson has been promoted to be the national director of the Heartland Apostolic Prayer Network, so she is over the nation. And I just really feel like that the Lord is blossoming his promise in Georgia right now to set us on a right course. So I'm just giving you guys a heads up. We have been focused on Georgia for a while and continue to focus because we know Georgia is going to have an impact on Washington, D.C. And when Georgia came up for revolution this year, I'm telling you what, D.C. will never be the same. So I think we've stepped into something. We've stepped into this new move. I want to pray and then hand this over. Bill and Marlene, I know it's getting late, but if you guys could just lead us some in prayer. But let me just make some declarations over you. Lord, first off, we sanctify 2019 to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we sanctify every second of every minute. We sanctify every minute of every hour. We sanctify every hour of every day. We sanctify every day of every week. We sanctify every week of every month to you. We are asking, Lord, that you go before us in 2019 and prepare the way of the Lord and help us to stand with you, receive the fullness of what you have to give us so that we can advance together through the gates and be the catalyst to prepare the way of the Lord. We spent 2018 seeing you rebuke Jezebel from the harvest fields of America and Israel in the Mideast. We are asking right now that the harvest be uncapped and unleashed and that you bring the fullness of this move of Holy Spirit awakening. This new way forward, this freedom movement, sweep over the nation with it. Lord, I pray where these words have been released, Lord, it's not just for us, as Jamie pointed out. This is for many of you. And so we just call our human spirits to full attention as we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. We declare the seating of the Lamplighter family right now. We declare the seating of the leaders, the intercessors, the prophets, the apostles that are in the Lamplighter community right now, that you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. And we declare that you are becoming aligned with God's heart, aligned with his throne, aligned with the activities and the currents of heaven's throne. And Lord, we just declare that we come into full alignment with you for this new way forward. As we prophesied at the very beginning of 2019, we declared that the gates of 2019 are now fully open, and we go through these gates and secure the fullness of what you have for each and every person. And Lord, this begins with a restoration of intimacy with you. And we ask that you release your angels to have charge over us and keep us in all our ways. And we ask, Lord, that the revelatory messages, the scrolls from heaven, be released in this hour to each one of us, Father God. We thank you for your spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus, a revelatory anointing by your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for fashioning our human spirits to better receive the wisdom and revelation that you have to give. We thank you for upgrades, Father God. Just as I received an upgrade for a watch and Jolene received an upgrade for her hearing, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for upgrades, 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 upgrades in Jesus' name. New spiritual technology for this hour, understanding of the times and seasons in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for a Daniel anointing, Lord, but especially also for a grace and anointing and an excellent spirit, Lord, that we steward what you have given us with a level of excellence that even opens the doors of government to us. And Lord, we declare the doors of government open in 2019. And Lord, we declare that the people who are desperate for answers will receive the turnarounds, receive the breakthroughs, will receive the grace from the Lord, will receive the new beginnings from the Lord. The accuser will be restrained, and the people of God will be released into the fullness of what you have as we step into 2019 and we set our hearts towards this journey for 2019 and 2020. As Maurice Gallard spoke about it being a midnight hour where we're going to have a midnight cry, we're going to have a midnight turnaround, and the midnight riders are going to be released. We declare the release of the midnight riders, God. Just as Revelation 19 conveys, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it. It's called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. We declare the gates are open, and that the hosts of the Lord, led by the captain of the host, Yeshua himself, this movement has begun. It is now time. In Jesus' name. Jolene, do you want to jump in and pray there?
Yeah, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the anointing that you are giving in this season. I thank you. I bless your people with a skill to understand the seasons, skill to understand the time, skill to understand what their calling is during this hour and this season in life, Father. I thank you that you are giving us an anointing to understand what you're doing in this season. And Lord, I bless your people. I bless our giftings. I thank you for the impartation of your Holy Spirit. I thank you for the angels that are operating and working with us to give us messages in our dreams and visions, but a skill to understand what they're saying and what they're doing. Lord, fill our journals with downloads and an ability to know what we're doing in this third year of Cyrus's reign. I bless you and we love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
John, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I read the message the Lord gave me on the 29th about the river of fire?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I had sent it to you, but I don't know if you had time to recover it. The river of fire. Now is the hour, time, and season. From God's throne, see what has begun. As a river of fire flows with God's agape love aglow, all mankind will see its firelight with Christ's great glory shining bright. That draws us to his revival, to pray, to prepare for his arrival. Fire of this river will not burn, but is God's presence, man yearns. It will consume with passionate love as it flows from heaven above to touch each life upon the earth and give a chance for second birth that joins Christ's church, his lovely bride. He'll wed for eternal reside. So watch, look, expect to see the glory sign and mystery for his beloved, a great promise. the river of fire, his caress, revealed to draw us to his light and know that Godhead's great delight, regain creation of all mankind for their own family's design. This river of fire celebrates God's love for man, yet separates his sheep from goats' rebellion. All mankind is judged one by one, for God disciplines those he loves. Yet with a gift of the holy dove, when test comes, we're never alone, for the Spirit makes God's grace known. The Father cries, bridegroom's coming. All is ready for the wedding. Awake the virgins with wicks trimmed, light their lamps, oil full to the brim. Bring extra for the procession. Throughout the earth, the Lord's discretion, that when wed, there's no missing guest. He gathers in final harvest. By his scribe, Sherry.
Sherry, that is beautiful. Wonderful.
It's the Lord.
I'm going to have to find that. That's beautiful.
You have a copy somewhere in your messages. And today the Lord had me send you two more things on your post. So I'm sorry. He's downloaded me to death.
To life. He's downloaded you to life, Sherry. That's beautiful.
Well,
thank you for sharing.
And that, I hope you
awesome.
Got Linda's message. Terry is doing well. Yes, I did,
as a matter of fact. We're okay. Celebrating that. We've been praying. So Jesus
yes,
is coming true.
Yes. God be with you. Well, we're in this together. And I've waited so many years to see the things I'm seeing come to pass. It's a glory that and a privilege. I feel so blessed to know what's coming and see it just evolving before me. So
it's just astounding we get to be part of this. So thank you.
Yes, and there's no fear. I've written several other things to you, and it's self-explanatory. God be with us all.
Wonderful. Bless you. Thank you, Sherry. Beautiful. We love you.
Love
well, I want to turn this over to Bill and Marlene to give just a little bit of definition, and we can all take some time to pray. If you guys are still on and available, Bill and Marlene, are you able to?
Yes, we're here, John.
Hallelujah.